Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac Today. It's Behind the Badge, segment two on a Friday. Of course, the segment with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. And usually on the segments where we introduce you to new employees, we introduce you to the new patrol deputies. But of course, there are new positions being filled all throughout the Sheriff's Office. Of course, that's how things work around there. And we're joined this morning by Lieutenant Tyler Broderick with the Fond du Lac County Jail and one of the new correction officers, that is Officer Ashley Tank, joining us here this morning on the program. Thanks for joining us, both of you. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Good, thank you.
Let's start with the new hire. This is all about the new person here today. And Ashley, we kind of give you the floor here this morning. We always like to introduce the new employees with the Sheriff's Office to our listening audience. So why don't you start by telling us about yourself? Tell us about where you're from and why did you want to get into law enforcement or corrections for a career?
I grew up in Door County, so I grew up in a small town, and growing up, I've always been interested in law enforcement. I've always been interested in the police department and kind of what it had to offer. So all throughout high school and then going to college, I went to college for criminal justice at Lakeland University. And my college advisor had brought up the idea of working in a prison, which I never had really thought about. Mm-hmm. And so when he brought up that, I decided to tour Kettle Moraine Correctional Institution, where I went directly out of college. And I went there for about 3.5-4 years. And then I recently had left and came to Fond du Lac County, where I am currently now, and that's just kind of how my story started, is just growing up wanting to be in law enforcement, and then just kind of the doors opened and the opportunities started.
What made you decide on kind of the corrections path? You mentioned you had the experience at Kettle Moraine, and now you've transitioned to the sheriff's office. Obviously, you have a lot of different paths you could choose when you're studying criminal justice and looking into the law enforcement field. But what made you settle on at least for now corrections?
My advisor I was going through classes, just kind of the topics that we would talk about, the classes that I was taking, I just feel that those classes intrigued me a little bit more than the other classes that I was taking.
You have that previous experience with working at Kettle Moraine and now going to the sheriff's office. What can you take away from your experience working with the Department of Corrections and now transitioning to the Fond du Lac County Jail? Are there interchangeable things, or is it different between the two places?
I definitely feel that in some aspects you can relate, because in both aspects you are learning to use your voice, you're learning to talk to the inmates, and you're learning to talk to your coworkers and how to work together and handle situations. But then also working in the sheriff's office, you're learning to deal with people right off the streets rather than after, when you're working in the prison, you're already dealing with them after they've been through the jail, after they've already been kind of through that detox process. So you're kind of working with both aspects on the spectrum there. And so now I'm learning the front-end process rather than the back-end process.
So what stage, I take it you're probably in training right now still with the sheriff's office and the jail. Tell us kind of where you're at with that process and what's the experience been like so far for you?
The experience has been awesome. Everyone here has been so welcoming. They've always they welcome me, my family, and everyone here has been, any questions I've had, they've always been willing to help me and work teamwork. They've always been welcoming with open arms. They haven't just go figure it out yourself. They're not that way.
What part of the process are you in when it comes to being a new hire? Like what part of training are you in?
I am almost done with my first part of training. And then in the end of September, I go through just a couple more stages.
What's been the most important thing you've learned so far? Obviously, having previous experience, like you talked about before, there might be a few things you can, you know, glean from past experiences. But when it comes to learning the ropes in Fond du Lac County, what's the most important thing you've learned so far?
Always watch your back. Always help each other. You can always learn something new every single day because not every situation is going to be the same.
And the biggest challenge you've faced so far, you're still pretty early into it, but still some ways to go. But what's the biggest challenge you've learned or you've had to face so far?
I would have to say that kind of forgetting everything that the state kind of, like, since I was there for so long, kind of not intermingling the state aspect in with the county aspect.
Sure. So kind of an old habits die hard or old routines,
yeah,
die hard kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's bring in Lieutenant Tyler Broderick with the Sheriff's Office. He's obviously working closely with the new hires, and we've had you on the show before, Lieutenant Broderick. Tell us kind of your role in helping Ashley through training so far in the jail process.
Yeah. So one of the things I really enjoy about my position is, you know, I deal with the person from day one. I'm a lot of times in on the interview and getting to see, you know, from that very first day that this is this person, they did well in the interview. And then we kind of get into their orientation week where we get to meet their family. They come into the sheriff's office and just really get to kind of know that person and where they came from. And then, you know, as they progress through training, they work both nights and day shift for us as they train. And, you know, just getting to see them progress, you know, through our process, we watch them, everything's documented. So part of my job is when they're going through the training is to look at their documentation, seeing where they really excel, where they might need more training, just based on their experience. It differs for everybody. And then, you know, just at the end of the day, making sure they have what they need to do a good job. You know, we always tell everybody we want them to have a 30-year career here, and just giving them the tools to make it a career. And, you know, we talk about it often, you know, about this being a family atmosphere, being your second family, and we want everybody to feel that. You know, Ashley talked about having, you know, officers welcome with open arms. We want everybody to feel like that when they come in here, because when you work in this field, you know, you work weekends, you work holidays, so it kind of is your second family. So from my perspective, is just making sure that when they're here, they're happy, and we're giving them what they need to succeed. So,
and just like with the patrol deputies, you deal with a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different people, you know, obviously a high stress, it can be a high stress situation, you know, happening at any given moment, any given day. So you need to have that support system to rely on within your work family too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, and, you know, some things bother one person and the next day it could bother, you know, somebody a different way. So it's like to have that support staff, you know, to deal with the things that we deal with on a daily basis is important. And we see that every day with our officers here. You know, they're here for each other. You know, if they have questions, like you said, it's, you know, come and ask me and we'll help you out. So just having that strong support staff, you know, from, you know, even the between patrol and corrections, you know, you have that where they work together, and we have situations that you know, we deal with at the same time, and, you know, we work together and get through those, and it just is a good atmosphere to be in. So
with Ashley's kind of scenario, coming from a previous experience at the State Department of Corrections and experience in you know, at a state prison, and like she talked about, seeing kind of the second level as opposed to the first level in the jail, is that I don't want to ask the question, is it common to see people leave the state and come to the county level, but do you get a lot of people commonly that have prior corrections experience coming to the jail, or is it kind of a mixed bag? Or obviously having that experience is probably helpful, but there's still a different kind of, you know, set of rules and set of ways and means to learn, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's kind of a mixed bag, and it's kind of where, you know, it varies. You know, we go at times where we have a lot of people from the state that apply to the county, and then, you know, as history repeats itself, we had people leave for the state system depending on how jobs are going. But we are seeing a flux of probably more state coming to the county, and I think that has to do with some staffing levels and things like that. But, you know, coming from the state, I mean, what great experience to have. I mean, one of the hardest you know, things to learn in this job is to talk to people and talk to people that are upset. So when you're coming from, you know, a prison system where you're dealing with a much larger population, to bring that experience, I mean, that's, you know, probably 80% of our job is talking to people. So when you come from the state system, it's a lot of times an easier transition for them because they have that ability to talk. They've been through it before, explained, you know, some of the problems are kind of the same. So to have that ability coming in and getting into the county system, you have a lot of the job know-hows already. It's just learning the simple tasks that you got to complete day in and day out. So,
sure. Well, Lieutenant Broderick and Deputy Tank, thanks so much for taking some time to chat. Good luck, Ashley, to you going forward, and have a great day.
Thanks.